Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip, remembering our faults at all times with its relationship to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are at your service talking about two things. One is how we should constantly remember our own faults and deficiencies, as well as some of the important cordial disciplines of the salah, the daily prayers, the wajib prayers, and their relationship to our ubudiyah. Now, of course, remembering our own faults has a direct relationship with our ubudiyah. And of course, knowing the cordial disciplines of salat also has an effect on our ubudiyah. For example, the salah, the daily prayers, the namaz is considered to be the mi'raj, the ascension of the mu'min. And so if it is so, then it has a very powerful impact and a very powerful effect upon our ubudiyah. It can be very easily said that one of the most powerful and pure manifestations of ubudiyah in a very ritual and formal manner is this salah. It is this connection between the Almighty Allah in this namaz and these daily prayers. But first, I want to talk about how we need to remember our own faults and deficiencies. So, for example, the spiritual wayfarer who is treading the path of ubudiyah, of the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah, they should, in all situations, try to remember their faults, right? This is something that the spiritual masters have talked about, most specifically Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. He has spoken about this aspect. Now, there's various things that come about when we remember our own faults. The first thing that comes to mind is the idea that we prevent ourselves from becoming arrogant. So, an arrogant person usually will consider themselves to have no faults. And that perhaps is one of the biggest downfalls of that individual. When you start to believe that you don't have any faults, when you start to believe that you are no longer committing sins and that you are now purified beyond imagination, this is in reality takabbur. It is arrogance, and it is arrogance which leads to a utter humiliation. And so in order to stay away from this arrogance in this specific instance, we should remember that we are constantly making mistakes, we are constantly deficient, we are constantly committing sins, we are constantly at fault, directly or indirectly, consciously or unconsciously, we are in this state of disobedience. And it is in order to get out of this state of disobedience that, you know, when we remember our faults, we move forward and we try to ask for forgiveness and we try to make amends so that we can walk the path of ubudiyah. Now, when we remember our own faults, of course, as we said, it keeps us humble, it keeps us down to earth, it keeps us away from arrogance and pride and takabbur and these kind of things. But at the same time, it, like we said, it gives us an opportunity to ask for forgiveness and to make changes and make reforms and be able to really accomplish this pure form of ubudiyah, which we are all really yearning for and desiring. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn from a hadith, part of it is contingent to our will. Some people receive God's best. Some people, because of their own negligence, stop themselves from receiving God's best. So what happens is sometimes you and I, we get good opportunities come our way. Good opportunities. Chances for us to do something special, to change our lives for the better, to do something for Islam and the Muslims. What happens? Sometimes this lack of confidence and belief that God sees me as being strong, this takes over. The person stops themselves from receiving Allah's best. I'll give you one hadith. The hadith is from the first Imam. It says this: Al-haya'u yamna ur-rizq. Being shy when I'm not supposed to. Not thinking God's gonna come through for me. Not believing Allah's promises. Shrinking back from opportunities. Yamna ur-riz. God has something special, but I had to walk through the door. I had to trust Him. I had to believe that yes, through Allah, I can do this. I stop myself from receiving Allah's best. So the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, they tell us that these opportunities pass like clouds. So take advantage of good opportunities. They come your way, don't be afraid, step into it, receive Allah's best. The problem with some of us, inshallah, this isn't us, but a reminder for us, is for some of us, believing God's promises is a challenge. Some people don't believe God's promises the same way that they believe things that are tangible. When they hear a verse of Quran, it's not that real for the person. But this is a sign actually of true faith. Hadith, it says this, La yasduqu imanu abdin. Nobody's faith is real. Nobody's faith is sadiq until, the hadith continues, they trust more what's in God's hands than what's in their own. To believe God that much, the promises of Allah, those are true, even more real than what I can see, what's tangible. So what happens? So sometimes you and I, Allah has His best in store for us that He'd like to give us. But we need to believe His promises. We need to walk through the door.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. We are talking about two things. One is how we must remember our own faults in all situations. We talked a little bit about that in the previous segment. And the second one was one of these cordial disciplines of the salah. Now, as we had said, that the salah, the daily prayers, the namaz, is the mi'raj of the mu'min. It is the ascension of the mu'min. It is probably one of the most beautiful manifestations of formal ritual ubudiyah, is this salah. Of course, it is one of the strongest connectors that one has between the Almighty Allah. And of course, as the traditions state, specifically from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the sixth rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, His Eminence says that if the salah is accepted, everything is accepted, but if the salah is rejected, then everything else is rejected as well. So the salah has a very pivotal, fundamental, integral, and critical aspect when it comes to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Now, one of the important aspects here that we need to implement and keep in mind and take into consideration is to protect our worship, specifically our salah, against the intrusions of shaitan. It is interesting, we find that as soon as we say the takbiratul ahram, we start to think about everything other than the salah. We start to think about everything other than what we are reciting in the salah. And we start to think about everything other than the Almighty Allah. This is just one of these intrusions of shaitan that come about in order to destroy our salah, in order to destroy this fundamental aspect of our ubudiyah. And if we can protect ourselves from this salah and these intrusions of shaitan into our salah, into our daily prayers, and into our namaz, we'll be able to refine and purify our salah. Of course, in many of our programs of ubudiyah, we have talked about various different specific ways in which we can protect ourselves from the intrusions of shaitan and focus more deeply upon our prayers and our namaz and our salah. So please refer to those programs. And there are many programs because there are many different things that one can do in order to protect themselves from the intrusions of shaitan. And so when we do these two things, of the many things that can be done, one, to remember our own faults and deficiencies, keep ourselves humble and far away from arrogance, and on the other hand, to really pay attention and focus on the Almighty Allah and prevent the intrusions of shaitan, then we will be able to level up, enhance, and increase our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah.
Muhammad, ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, ya Khalil Allah, Muhammad.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Nami Farhat Al-Ameli.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this life, we face many problems. We go through different trials. And as believers, the first thing we search for when we go through a problem is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we receive the mercy of Allah? The answer is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 7, verse 204, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And when the Quran is recited, then listen to it and remain silent, that mercy may be shown to you. Listen to the Quran. Reflect on the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the Quran and have the intention in your heart that Allah is speaking to you directly. It is mentioned that Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, every time he used to read a verse saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, he used to say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We listened and we obeyed. It is like he used to see that Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking to him directly in the Quran. Try to at least read one page of the Quran every day, and you will start to feel how your life is going to change. You will start to feel the peace in your life. Even if you are going through a lot of problems, even if you are left alone, you wouldn't feel lonely. Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, he says, if everyone from the east to the west was to die, if everyone in this life was to die, and I had the Quran with me, I wouldn't feel lonely. Hold on to the book of Allah and reflect on its verses. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أحتمي بحماه.